Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at RonSiegelRadio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries. As we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media, this is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflict media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family, your business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Before we get into our intriguing content today, please join me in welcoming our featured guest and Rep. Defender, Jay Kaplan's in the house. Welcome.
Thank you.
Glad to have you with us again. And let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate. Look out for you, and you can reach out to me directly, 800 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's what you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numb. Fantastic.
While I do have a great team, when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference. 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Yes, of course, we are celebrating today as we do every day, Ron Siegel Radio. It is, Jay, you're not allowed this one today. It's not going to be good for you, so we're going to hide this one from Jay Kaplan. National Banana Cream Pie Day today. Would not be good for your health, so we're not going to let you indulge at all on that one. Looking at the markets this morning, Dow Jones Industrial Average down 48 points. A new record yesterday, 21,115. So that was a pretty significant number that we saw right there. We're also looked at it's down 45 points this morning. It's not to be unexpected when you see how quickly the market has increased in the recent history. Pretty amazing numbers that we're seeing in the stock market. Just a very, very interesting scenario right there. Also looking at what's happened, oil prices. Maybe we'll talk about Snapchat. Are you on Snapchat? Is there a logical reason for somebody to be on buying Snap stock? $24 a share it came out at today. It priced overnight at $17 a share. $24 billion market cap. $24 billion market cap. Can you imagine that? Think about that concept. A app on your phone that takes pictures that is supposed to allow the young people who are using it, basically 18 to 30-year-olds, to take a picture that the intent is for it to disappear shortly. That's the whole concept of the app. Yeah, I don't know about that one. Is it going to be the next Twitter or will it be the next Facebook? That's the big question. We just don't know that answer right now. Is it going to be the next Twitter or the next Facebook? You just don't know about that. So here's another question. I mean, you're talking about the stock market just recently. And every once in a while I do get a little bit political on the broadcast and share information that I find interesting, and sometimes others find it interesting too. Sometimes others just do what they do best and they ignore me. But that you like that one, huh, Jay? Ignore the host. See if I turn the microphone back on today.
No matter what.
So we're talking about the stock market taking a big jump, and I listen. You look back and you have our crack staff looking certain things that are going on in the markets. Let's see if I can get this audio to play for you right here. It is a little bit interesting, or I found it interesting anyway. So see if we can get this to.
I just don't know about that. So here's
we're not getting it to play. I'm sorry. Mark Cuban. I'll get this. I'll get the audio for you tomorrow. Talking Mark Cuban. You got to love it because Mark Cuban has always been outspoken. He's got his own opinions. Great. I love listening to Mark Cuban. He's done some pretty successful things in his career. I'm not sure if you want to take political advice or if you want to take stock market advice from Mark Cuban, because during the election, he was a big-time outspoken Hillary supporter. And when the stock market was at 18,589.04, I've got the clip right here if you want it, Mark Cuban went on air on Fox Business with Neil Cavuto, the business channel, actually the number one business station in the country right now. And Mr. Cuban's comments were, if Donald Trump is elected, I am 100% certain the stock market will crash. Are we going to be taking our advice from Mr. Cuban? Market's up almost 3,000 points since Mr. Cuban made that commentary. Now, here's the bottom line to something like that, and here's what I want you to learn from it. Cuban's comments were his opinion, and his opinion is as good as the next guy, maybe better, maybe worse, who knows. He has access to better information
than you and I have. That, I think, is a given because he's a billionaire. He can get on a plane. If Mark Cuban makes a phone call, you know, there's a lot of people that are going to answer the phone. Just a thought right there. So remember that concept. So now here's the important issue about that is when you listen to the whole broadcast, what Mr. Cuban's point was that he will put a 100% hedge on his stock market portfolio if he believed that there was any possibility of Trump being elected. A 100% hedge. Now, do you know how to put a 100% hedge on your portfolio? The average person does not know that. And that's my point to you is you need great counsel. You need great advice. Because one of the things that Mr. Cuban did say that was completely accurate, the stock market hates uncertainty. So we have seen that the market is moving. The reason and one of the areas where the market is moving basically has to do with the fact that they believe that we're going to get a tax cut. They believe that the Unaffordable Care Act will be repealed. These are the beliefs of the stock market. The stock market is always looking forward. It's looking to the future. It is a future-looking instrument, okay? So when Mr. Q put 100% hedge on, in case these things don't happen, whether you agree with them or not, that's irrelevant. A hedge just protects his portfolio. If you're getting great advice, you know, it could be protecting your portfolio as well. And if you don't know somebody that can help you with that information, give me a call, 800-306-1990. I will put you in touch with somebody who may be able to help you in those arenas. Just a thought right there. That's the concept. Shared this on our Facebook Live post just a little bit ago, talking about the idea that the Freddie Mac numbers came out this morning. Freddie Mac came out saying that the 30-year mortgage rate, according to their survey, was 4.10%, paying half a point to get it. Going to be a bit of a misleading number, and I'll tell you exactly why that's a misleading number. Freddie Mac comes out with their survey every Thursday morning, 7 a.m. California time, just like clockwork. If it's a holiday, they'll do it a day earlier or something like that. But the way they do the survey is done between Monday and Wednesday every week, and they report it Thursday morning. Well, most of the investors are going to try and get their numbers in as quickly as they can so they get it off the desk. They don't want to have to worry about it. Yesterday was an ugly day in the bond market. Today continues being an ugly day in the bond market. So even though the survey came out showing an improvement in the 30-year rates, be careful because unless there's a reversal today or tomorrow, when they do the rates on Monday, they're going to show an exact opposite. So I don't want you to be misled there. If you go to look for getting a new loan, a new mortgage, the numbers that Freddie Mac are talking about is basically really old data. Speaking of old, no. Not you, Jay. We're not talking about you right now, but
I am the standard.
Speaking of old, I'm going to go for it again. Jay's not going to like me, but I think Ms. Pelosi is proving once again that she has gone a bit senile. Think about this one. Unbelievable. Here's the issue that we've got from Ms. Pelosi today.
Pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it.
Yeah, so the latest New York Times propaganda, I don't know if they're going to call them a New York newspaper any longer. It might be just New York Times propaganda. Think about this one. Now, we saw that the Clinton News Network came out with their survey after the president's speech the other night to the joint session of Congress and said 70% of the population feels positive about the future, 70%. That's coming from the Clinton News Network. They're not a fan of Donald Trump. Well, you know, you got a lot of these loons out there, Pelosi, Schumer, like that. They're coming out and they're saying, well, you know, that can't be. The president doesn't know what he's doing. Now the latest from the New York Times propaganda machine is Jeff Sessions spoke with a Russian envoy in 2016. Do you want the translation? Well, Jeff Sessions gave a speech at the Heritage Foundation where there were 25 ambassadors, one of whom was a Russian ambassador, and he said hello. They shook hands on the way out. There's video of it. You can see that. Not a major problem. You can also see the video of where the lies coming from Politico and what's the other one that everyone loves? Snopes, talking about where the Democrats in Congress disrespected the widow of Navy SEAL Ryan. So, you know, they're sitting on their hands. They couldn't get up and applaud her for his service when they were talking about it. Majority of the Congress did, but, you know, they said there's some, the, many of the Democrats did not. Politico and the other one, Snopes, came out and said that that was not true in their fact-checking. Well, we posted this morning showing the pictures exactly of those people who were sitting on their hands, Al Franken, Chuck Schumer, a number of the others. Well, so there's the issue. Now, what Pelosi came out and said is that because Sessions lied, because he that he should resign. Now, I want to play this clip for you.
But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what's in it.
Yeah, like if you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor. Or if you like your insurance, you can keep your insurance. Or everybody's payments are going to go down $2,500. I wonder if those lies follow the same logic that Pelosi gave with Sessions, that he lied and should resign. Boy, wouldn't that be the day that Pelosi resigns? That would probably be a day that we could all, many of us, could celebrate. Unbelievable. I'm sure that Mr. Obama and Mrs. Obama are now celebrating. I don't know if you saw this one. And I, you know something, I congratulate them. They just signed a new book deal with Penguin Random House. Are you ready for this one now? Hey, you got to love it. Only in America, $60 million. $60 million for a book deal from Mr. and Ms. Obama. I think it's great. You know something, if somebody's willing to pay that, more power to them. I'm not sure that I'd be, if I was one of those companies, I'd be spending that much money. But boy, you know, again, more power to them. I think it's wonderful. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current event, and the financial markets. When we come back, mortgage rates impact on 2017 home values, what it means to be fully invested in a retirement plan, some secret saving tips for Costco and Sam's Club. We got a lot, and we're going to talk about reverse mortgages, facts, myths, things that you should really know about. We've got the expert in the house, and we're going to chat about that as well. You can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you. But the replays are available, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
In the middle of our street, our house.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
What if your family business could help clothe a less fortunate family? Or your restaurant could feed truly hungry people? What if you could help to comfort the lonely? Plant sustainable resources where nothing has ever grown before? Or make a child's lifelong wish come true? What if all you had to do was simply do nothing more than what your business already does every day? Would you do it? Introducing Processing for a Cause, a unique program that turns a percentage of your business's credit card volume into ongoing donation dollars for nonprofit organizations and foundations. Simply switch your credit card processing provider to Processing for a Cause and begin supporting a worthy cause today. The process is simple, and the cause will change lives forever. Processing for a Cause.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by Gold Star Mortgage. When you are ready for that next mortgage, maybe it's your first mortgage. Maybe you believe it's going to be the last mortgage you ever need. Gold Star has the programs for you right there. We've got it on the table there for those of you that are watching us live on ronsiegelradio.tv. Also got a trying to do a live stream. First time we've ever tried doing a live stream during the broadcast. Hopefully if someone's watching on there on the live stream, maybe they can see or tell me if you can actually hear what we're saying right there. I'm not sure if our audio is working on that, but we're going to continue our conversation anyway. The Mortgage Minute brought to you by Gold Star Mortgage, the impact of mortgage rates on home values in 2017. That is our conversation right here. There is no doubt that historically low mortgage interest rates were a major impetus to housing recovery over the last several years. However, many industry experts are showing concern about the possible effect that the rising rates will have moving forward. The Mortgage Bankers Association, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, the National Association of Realtors are all projecting that mortgage interest rates will move upward in 2017. Increasing interest rates will definitely impact purchasers and may stifle demand. In a recent study of industry experts, rising mortgage interest rates and their impact on mortgage affordability was named by 56% as the major force they think will have the most significant impact on U.S. housing in 2017. If rising rates slow, demand for housing home values will be impacted. To this point, Pulsonomics recently surveyed a panel of over 100 economists, investment strategists, housing market analysts, asking the question, in your opinion, at what level will the 30-year fixed rate mortgage rate significantly slow home value appreciation? Most experts believe that rates need to hit 5% or above to have impact on home prices. That is the Mortgage Minute, again, brought to you by our friends over at Gold Star Mortgage. Tell them you heard that here on Ron Siegel Radio, and tell them you want that if you call our number, 800-306-1990, and I put you in touch with our friends there. Tell them that you heard it here on Ron's video that Ron said they're going to waive all of your lender fees, all of your lender fees by calling 800-306-1990. Just tell them that's what you want. Tell them you heard it. So one of the topics that we get asked about frequently, because I know that there's a whole lot of folks out there that either are seniors
love a senior, or want to become a senior. And we come up with some of the topics that we're going to chat about on Ron Siegel Radio. Real simple. I'm a simple guy, and I come up with this idea. I say, okay, to folks all the time, what do you want to know about? And I go and find somebody that can help share that information. And one of the topics I get on a regular basis when we talk to seniors is they want two things. They want independence. They don't want to have to live with their kids. They don't want to be told where they're going to live. The other thing that they want is they don't want to outlive their money. And I think those are pretty good thoughts right there. I think everybody can agree with that. And like I say, every senior I talk to, I get the same commentary. Jay Kaplan's got a product, and we're going to chat about this because there are a lot of folks that we hear the commercials and still remember. Here's the idea, Jay, and I'm going to throw this at you, is by definition, every single senior in our society lived through the 1980s, right? I mean, I'm a simple guy. I could figure that out, right?
You're right.
Okay. So with that being said, now the next step there is in the 80s, the reverse mortgage, one of the big problems with that product and the reason it got such a bad name was because people, you know, they took their home. Right?
Well, they could have.
They could have. I mean, that was the idea is you get to live in your home for a certain amount of time. I'm trying to see with this Facebook Live if we can get Jay's picture in there, too. I don't know if we want
Jay.
Got a
wide lens.
So, Jay, the idea here is people don't want to lose their home. And
correct.
So that becomes one of the big myths. On the reverse mortgage, is anybody going to lose their home?
No, not because they have a reverse mortgage.
Not because they have a reverse mortgage.
They could lose their home.
Right.
Like
But you can really lose your home just based on buying a home, right? I mean, the biggest way that you can lose your home with a reverse mortgage can happen with a forward mortgage or no mortgage.
Right.
Right?
Well, at least
taxes.
You could have taxes. You could pass on insurance and still keep your home if there were no loan on it. But taxes, no. You've got, and with the reverse mortgage,
you have to pay your taxes.
You have to pay your taxes. You have to keep your home up, and you have to.
What do you mean, keep your home up? What's that mean?
Up and
maintain your property.
How about upkeep? The upkeep should be there, although there's no such thing as upkeep police.
Right,
but you know,
no one's coming out to
taxes and insurance, and people will lose their home because of non-payment of taxes, but they'll do that even if they don't have any loan, forward, reverse. Sideways loan.
It doesn't matter. I mean, if you don't pay your taxes, you can lose your house.
Right.
So that one there's a big myth. Now, LA Times had an article. I don't know if you saw it because I didn't send it to you, but I just get all these things that cross my desk.
I send you some too.
Exactly. You send me a lot because you watch it even more than I do. But the LA Times came out with a article in the last few days, and it said that the reverse mortgage is a good product.
True.
Very expensive, and there might be better alternatives.
Well, for what the reverse, or let's call it the HECM, home equity conversion, is, there's no alternative. The only alternative that article you're talking about is referring to is the function that it's referring to that there may be an alternative to is to have a line of credit that you pay nothing on unless you use. And both of those products, the HECM and the HELOC, both have that. However, number one, the home equity conversion, the FHA program that we do refer to as reverse, that can never be taken away from you unless you don't pay your taxes, like we said.
Right.
It can never be frozen. Now, the regular
and you're not forced to make a payment.
No, and the HELOC, on a regular HELOC or line of credit, it can always be frozen, and it has many times in the past. Those things have been frozen. They have been just simply stopped on the discretion not of the homeowner but of the bank. That can happen with one of these.
And the beauty and the important part to know about that is if it is stopped – the issue that comes about there is many people will take out a reverse mortgage or the home equity line of credit for the purpose of early planning.
Right.
Right.
Which
we
they
don't,
should.
Which they should, right? We don't know what tomorrow is going to bring, so you take out a reverse mortgage or the equity line of credit just in case something happens.
Which is the number one reason people have.
Right.
This.
And for anything, I mean, when you're talking about seniors, we need to be planning ahead of time. So here's the issue that we want to really get to, Jay, is that the concept there really becomes a concept that if you're concerned about that, and 3 years, I mean, I don't know about you, Jay, but you know, I watch a lot. I watch Pulsonomics. They give us some great information. But if somebody would have said to me in the year 2000, right after we went past the dot-com bubble, that 7 or 8 years from now, the market will have already recovered and we're going to have another crash and a major catastrophe economically. I didn't have that crystal ball. There's not a lot
Nobody
of people
has.
That, right?
But back to your question, originally, the main 2 points you said that the Times had was the cost.
Okay, save the cost.
One,
save the cost because we're going to talk about that when we come back.
And the other was making the payment. You don't need to make a payment all the time. You make a payment when you want to make a payment.
Got it. Okay, so that's some good stuff right there. We're going to talk about the cost. We're going to talk about payment and planning when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial market. Got a lot going on today. We're trying to check out this new Facebook Live thing to see if we can do that with our broadcast, how we get the sound through there. So it's going to be very interesting concept. We're going to also talk when we come back what it means to be fully vested in a retirement plan, some secret saving tips from Costco and Sam's Club. We got all that and more. You can reach us anytime. Off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Do you own real estate or have assets over $150,000? Do you know one of your heirs will be the probate courts and the IRS? If you don't have a living trust, you will go through probate. Call Heritage Financial Services toll-free at 1-855-434-7400 for a free review. Check us out on Facebook, Heritage Financial Service in Lake Forest, California. That's 1-855-434-7400. Again, 1-855-434-7400.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-90. In the Word on Wealth segment today, being brought to you by AskAboutReverseMortgages.com. Go to the website, check it out. There's some great information on there. Put your name in there. You get a bunch more great information. AskAboutReverseMortgages.com. What it means to be fully invested in, fully vested in a retirement plan. Here's the question that I want you to understand. Fully vested in a retirement plan. There are 401ks, 403bs, or a 457 plan. If you have one of those, you're one of the lucky ones. And if your employer agrees to match a portion of your contributions, consider yourself even more fortunate. But there's a catch. You got to be careful. If you leave your company before you're fully vested, you may not be able to take all of your matching funds with you. I know that poses a little bit of confusion, but here's what investing is. Investing is the money is yours. So when you put money into a 401k or any of the other vehicles I spoke about, 401k, 403b, 457, that's your money. When you put your money into it, you're 100% vested with your money. When your employer matches, sometimes they'll do a 25% match or whatever the number they may use. They may have some rules and regulations on vesting. So that might be that if you stay with the company 5 years, then you're vested for that. Or maybe they vest 20% per year, which is basically the same thing, right? After 5 years, you're fully vested. But that is a rolling number in most instances. So year one, you're going to get 20% vesting, but you put more money in, the company matched more money. So there's a portion of it that's not vested at all. Year two, you're going to have 20% from the first year of that contribution, 20% for the second percentage of that first year's contribution. And now you're going to get the first allotment of vesting on year two's contribution. It can be a little bit confusing, but you need to understand this because if you're planning on leaving jobs or making a job change, it can mean the difference of how much money you're getting. And I've talked to you in the past about this concept. You need to be careful because the 401, if your company is not matching, then I'm going to tell you right here, right now, and I know a lot of people are not going to like what I have to say, don't put money into a 401k. Only put money into the limitation of what the company will match for you. And the reason I say that is very, very simple. There are other opportunities, and the idea of the 401k is for the government to get more money. Now, they understand that you're not going to save. I understand in most instances in our country, people just don't save money, and that's not a good thing. But get one of the plans that we've spoken to Al Manfrey about, and instead of having to worry about the money coming, you know, having to pay taxes later, because you got duped on the 401k, think about that. Use one of the better options. That is the Word on Wealth segment, again, brought to you by AskAboutReverseMortgages.com. So we've been chatting this morning with Jay Kaplan. We're talking about the reverse mortgage. We were talking about that LA Times article that they mentioned the idea of there might be better options than a reverse mortgage for our seniors with equity in their properties. And they suggested a home equity line of credit, and they suggested that the reverse mortgage, Jay calls it a home equity conversion mortgage because that's the accurate term or the technical term of it,
It's kind of like Obamacare and Affordable Care Act. Obamacare is what most people know it as. Affordable Care Act is the technical name. So you've got a reverse mortgage and the home equity conversion mortgage.
And just like that, one of them has a negative, may have a negative connotation, reverse mortgage.
Sure.
And the other one has a more positive.
Exactly. Exactly. And well, and both of them, I think, are very misunderstood.
Yes.
Right? I mean, so there's a lot of issues going on there. But Jay, we were talking, there's two issues. Number one, I do know there is a time and place for both products. The home equity conversion mortgage, or the HELOC, for those seniors that don't have enough equity in their property and still need some cash flow, or need cash, not cash flow, but need cash, the home equity, the HELOC could be a good tool.
Or for planning unseen future.
Right. And again, yeah, if you don't have enough equity.
It's just unsteady because you don't know whether it's actually going to be there when you need it.
Right. And it does require a payment.
And especially if there's an economic turndown in the future, which is usually the time when they may need it, except for health reasons.
Sure.
That's the most likely the time that it will be pulled out from under them.
Right. So you got to be careful of that.
And if you're under, if you're just a kid like you.
Right. I don't qualify.
You don't have a, you know, you're unqualified.
Exactly.
You're just a kid.
So, but the other thing that, Jay, that I spoke about the other day a little bit, and I want you to really dig into for everyone listening, is the myth of cost.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about this, about the idea of the cost involved.
One real quick thing, if I may.
Sure.
About the differences between the HELOC and the HECM. And I am too old to be able to use those two terms really intermittently because they both start with H. But a regular line of credit is going to go down over time because you're going to be paying it off, and that's that. You're going to have payments. Whereas the reverse line of credit is continually going to go up. That is the part you have not used. And remember, you pay nothing unless you use it. But the part you have not used will continue to increase no matter what. No matter what happens to the economy, I can't think of – there'd be no reason why it wouldn't, and has nothing to do with the value of your property.
Okay.
So getting back to the cost, as you know, we've – and we've done quite a few of these
right.
because of this show. We've never charged the $6,000 origination fee and can hardly think of why we would. Other than that, the normal costs on such a loan would be the title, escrow, appraisal, which also pay 100% of your people on. I'm paying two of them before the end of the week.
Right.
Back to those people. And so we said title, escrow, and the counseling fee. And then there is, so that's about $2,700, $3,000, that kind of thing. The FHA insurance is normally 0.5%. So let's say in this area, it's going to be capped out at $3,000. So the total amount of cost is about $6,000. And most of your people have paid none of that $6,000, zero. It has to do with a few other factors, which, you know, we're happy to talk about with anybody. But so far, I don't think we've charged a penny. In other words, it's not like the fees don't exist. They do. But we are able to cover that for your people. And I don't mean added to the loan amount either. I mean,
right.
Gone.
And that's the beauty of the process. And again, I've talked to you about this before. There's no free lunch. The concept here, a reverse mortgage, is a very, very desirable product on the secondary market. How does the secondary market prove that it's a desirable product? Well, they pay for it. They pay more money to get these. But what happens when you're dealing with somebody like Jay Kaplan, he's able to say, okay, well, they're willing to pay him a lot of money to buy that product after you get it. And he shares that with you. That's the concept. So, yes, there is a title fee. There is an escrow fee. There is these different recording fees. These are all there, right? Because,
yeah.
But the concept here is because the secondary market, not you, but when Jay goes to sell, after the fundness, it goes to sell it, there's a good compensation package there. And he's able to share that so the fees don't cost you anything, right? That's
right.
That's the bottom line to it. Right. So you don't have to worry about that part of it. Now, can you make a payment if you want to,
always,
Jay?
Always.
Okay.
Why would you? Well, there's reasons you might want to. The best reason I can think of is you made more money than you thought, and you need a tax write-off.
Right. And so, again, I don't want to get too complex here, but the bottom line of this really is you can do it.
Yeah.
If you want to make a payment, you can make a payment, and there's no penalty for that.
No.
Okay. So you don't have to take the money, but now who owns the home, Jay?
You do. Or the original, whoever the owner is, still owns it.
Not changing anything about title or ownership.
No, it's no different than any other bank loan whatsoever, except that with this, you could end up with $1 million line of credit and actually only owe $1,000.
There you go.
So you're not. That's not going to happen anywhere else.
And the other question, one of the others, there's several others. We're going to get into more of them when we come back. But
and the line of credit can be worth more, have a higher value than the value of your home. That can't happen either.
Well, we'll have to talk about that one at a later date, though, because that gets kind of complex. Does the home have to be free and clear?
No. It has to have, you know, a sizable amount of equity. But most of us oldies should have that. And those of us that have not used the home as a
ATM.
Yeah, exactly. I was going to say credit card. Yeah.
Right. There you go. So we're going to talk more about the myths. There's a few other topics we're going to try and get into as well. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. When we come back, some secret savings tips for Costco and Sam's Club. Where would we find these out? Well, you're going to have to stay tuned and listen, because I'm willing to share. You got to just listen. That's all there is to it. You can reach us anytime off your number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams, or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Isn't it time you found out the truth about FHA-insured home equity conversion? No, it's not your grandfather's reverse mortgage. This just may be the finest financial planning strategy available for all homeowners of retirement age. Helping protect what you've earned is the job of your board of directors with continued education. Major research has shown that using a HECM will significantly enhance the success rate of a retiree's portfolio and legacy. Please allow us to educate. For your complimentary consultation, call Jay Kaplan at 949-300-3855. That's 949-300-3855.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGELLendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send
hand you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap@ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. Well, I think I just lost a cable here. That's always fun. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio. Your Credit Matters segment today being brought to you by Gold Star Mortgage. I'm sorry, it's not, but it's Credit Sanitized. We already did the Gold Star. Holy cow. Secret saving tips for Costco and Sam's Club. So here's just a few of the tips that we have for you. Costco, anything that ends in a 97, so it's 97 cents, means it's being sold below cost. You want most of the 97s in the seasonal section, the back third of the middle portion of the store. Look for the asterisks. Price tags with an asterisk mean an item will not be reordered. You see the asterisk and there are a lot of the items in stock. Wait until it gets a 97. Just think about it. That's a pretty simple concept right there, right? If you don't need to be a member to use the pharmacy, that was an interesting one. I was not aware of that. Many states requiring Costco pharmacies to be open to non-members. Great news. So check with your local Costco. Here's one. I shared this with people yesterday. This was another part of the tips. So think about this one. Kirkland Signature is Costco's own brand of goods. A little secret there is that batteries, if you look at the Kirkland Signature batteries, they're made by Duracell. That's what Costco CEO Craig Jelinek shared that information. If you're worried about spending too much money, here's the issue right there. Don't take a shopping cart. Think about that. Right, Jay? I mean, once your arms are full, you're not going to keep on buying.
Well, I kind of use it as a walker.
And don't overlook the food court. My grandfather used to take his dates there. He was in his 80s at the time. And he liked the idea of the $1.50 hot dog and the refillable fountain drink. You got to love it. Sam's Club, look for anything that ends in a penny. When you see a price like $19.91 or $4.41 at Sam's Club, you know it's a markdown. Anything marked C for clearance is a real deal as well. Keep your eyes open for daily deal site specials as well. Got a whole list of these items. Sam's Club is like the king of tires. They're known for that one also. So both places, if you go there, they'll fill your tires. If you bought your tire there, they'll fill your tires with air right there when you're at the store as well. That is the Your Credit Matters segment. Again, brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. So we're continuing our conversation. Jay Kaplan's in the house today. We're talking about the reverse mortgage. Welcome, Jay.
Glad to be here.
Glad to have you with us. So I was looking at some of the notes that you sent over to me, and if I can find them on my computer here, we can chat a little bit about some of these items. I don't even know what I did with them. It's always the fun of live radio. So
general subject, we can go from there.
I was looking at some of the negative items. One of these articles that you sent over to me had some items about addressing the negative images. So taxpayer risk. I mean, with a traditional mortgage.
Same thing.
There's no difference.
No. I remember I sent you an article about the movie Hell or High Water.
Right.
I didn't see, but my son said it was great. And they were talking about how a reverse mortgage stole this woman's home, which not the case.
I had one of those. I had somebody call us,
and said that her home came with, she bought a new home and it came with a reverse mortgage.
No. No.
It's like a property coming
with a
loan.
Not bad, but no. The thing is, though, that in the movie they may have talked about some loan program that was specific to a specific bank, and they happened to call it reverse. But now I think what I read about it was in another article that used that to show the downfall of a reverse. And in the article, it said that in the movie anyway, that the bank gave this woman very bad terms. Well, the bank doesn't decide what terms. It's the government that decides the terms, period. So the rate terms that are given are not decided by any individual bank.
It's the idea here, and that's one of the things that you can't do this on a 30-second or 60-second commercial. That's why I love when Jay comes in, that we're able to share some information, in-depth information. Another misconception or an image of the reverse mortgage, Jay, quickly depleting the home equity for questionable reasons. They've really corrected that, haven't they?
Yeah.
Talk about that a little bit, because one of the things that we did see in some of the reverse mortgages was a senior would get a huge lump sum of money. They'd go out and they'd have some good trips. They'd do whatever. And then they'd be stuck because they didn't have any money left for the rest of their life.
Well, yeah, usually it's more than just a couple of trips.
Right.
They're not that expensive these days. But you can take it to the some people could have taken it to the racetrack. Or to Las Vegas.
But now you get a piece at the beginning and a piece down the road.
But let's look at those other people. Okay, they've run out of extra money, but they still have what they had before, except now they don't have a house payment, which they probably did have prior to that.
Sure.
So if you think about all these people in the big turndown of 08 and 09, anybody who was a senior with a reverse should not have lost their home. And all of those seniors that did lose their home, they say most likely did not have a reverse, because if they had a reverse, there'd be no reason. They would be fully protected.
Okay, here's the biggie. This one gets under my skin all the time, Jay.
There's a lot of skin to get under.
Family misunderstandings.
Yeah. Well, that's huge.
Talk about that one a little bit.
All right. I'll definitely do that. Now, one thing I got a little bit of information from an economist, Wade Fowle, which I had to highly recommend people looking into.
That's the report I'm looking at, too.
Oh, yeah? Okay. You know, one thing was...
the family issue is a biggie. That mom and dad want to leave some money for their kids, and they're worried that because they got a reverse mortgage, or the kids are saying, hey, mom just got the money out of the property, so now I'm not going to get anything.
Well, that's not exactly how it happens. First of all, when it comes to protecting the heirs, just having the loan itself is a hedge against lowering property values, and that could be part of another show with things we get. So I'll quickly go on. It's also a hedge against rising interest rates, and that too protects your children, because if you're looking at that as something for your children, part of their future, it's a hedge against all of your, meaning the seniors, investments. If they have investments, now they have an extra way to protect them. Again, another show probably. And if healthcare problems come up, and they usually do, I know we don't never like to think it's going to happen to us.
At some point in time, every senior is going to have a healthcare problem.
Yeah.
So, unless they're better than Joe Burns, because he was going to find a different way out every day.
Well, now those cigars helped a lot. It gives your lungs a lot of exercise. But, if healthcare problems do come up and you don't have long-term health insurance, and even if you have, you're going to have to pay for that. And, you know, none of the other health insurance things cover any of that. So what are you going to do? You're going to either delete your bank account, which also belong to the kids, or you're going to delete the children's bank accounts, which will also, which is also part of their inheritance. And you'll deplete your investment or retirement products. So what would you rather do? Delete any of those or borrow tax-free money from a ever-growing asset like your home? I think overall, if these problems occur, there's going to be more left over for your heirs than had you not used the HECM reverse.
Great information. Thanks for sharing that information, Jake Kaplan. Be sure to set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to John, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime. 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a fun, have a great day. We will talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.
I think I'll just call it a day. Pour me something tall and strong, make it a hurt.